live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Ray Holman, who is a legislative liaison with UAW 6000. Good evening, Ray. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. You accidentally called me today on your phone after we spoke this morning, and I was in downtown Lansing, and so were you. You were in the middle of the rally, and you have been to rallies before, Ray. You were impressed with this one.
Yeah, this is the biggest one so far. On March 16th, we had about 5,000 people, and today I'd say we are well over 10,000. Of course, I don't know that for sure. But the yard was completely filled from the steps of the Capitol all the way out to Capitol Street. It was just a beautiful thing to see, and fortunately, we had great weather, too.
Now, this rally was dubbed the We Are the People rally. And who was there today? Who were the participants, and what were their voices joined in?
Well, you know, this was a coalition of all kinds of different groups. Of course, some unions, both public and private. Teachers, working families, all kinds of different individuals who are coming together as one to stand up and to protect collective bargaining rights and to protect, you know, working families.
And what was the focus? Was it just kind of in general about the governor's budget proposal?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with Governor Snyder's proposal, which is really, in my opinion, a huge tax shift from individuals taking the burden and giving tax relief to big CEOs and corporations. And also, as I've mentioned before on your show, there's over 40 what I would call bad bills that diminish collective bargaining and takes away working people's rights to sit down at the bargaining table and have a collective voice to negotiate fair wages and fair benefits. And because of this, you see all these various groups coming together and thousands of people out in the sunshine protesting and protecting our democratic rights.
Well, we have heard over and over again, and on tonight's show, I've had Ari Adler was on, who's a spokesperson for House Speaker Jace Bolger, and he was the first one to say it tonight so far, but not the only one, that this is democracy in action. We just heard it from Representative Peter Battaglia, who was kind of walking through the protest on the way to an office. And you feel the same way. I mean, this is the way it is done, a peaceful gathering, a peaceful protest and rally to make their voices heard.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is us coming together, and just like the other individuals on your program indicated, you know, this is the way to do it, and it's great because then I can come on your show and kind of give our perspective or our point of view, and it was peaceful, and it was done the right way, and again, yes, this is democracy in action, and, you know, collective bargaining is about democracy, too, because it gives the common person the ability to sit down at a table and, again, you know, talk about wages and benefits and try to come up with something that's fair. And, you know, the UAW Local 6000 represents over 17,000 state employees and then 24,000 when you add in all our retirees. And, you know, what we want to do is get credit for the concessions and the money we've already saved the state, but also continue to fight for our members and for working families so we can definitely get, you know, a fair wage and good benefits. Because there's a myth that public employees have lavish pay and Cadillac benefits. It's just not true. But it is great to come together and, you know, have the opportunity to voice our opinions in a public place on a beautiful day.
Well, and thank heavens for that, huh? You have talked often about concessions that you don't feel that is it, let me not put words in your mouth, but the administration and a lot of folks in Michigan don't understand that the unions have already given a lot of concessions, and it's just a question of standing up for the collective bargaining rights to try to secure and protect.
Yeah, that's right. You know, since 2003, we've given up, that is state employees, $750 million in concessions. And, you know, Cheryl, since 2001, we've lost 11,000 positions. So, you know, state employees, and that's all state employees, have never worked as hard to provide great service to the state. And So, again, you know, that's why it's so important that we have the ability to sit down at the bargaining table. Because the great thing about sitting down at the table and working with an employer is ultimately the members or the state employees get to vote, you know, on the contract and can take ownership. And then we're all in this together. And, again, we believe that there's savings that can be found, but also, you know, we want to make sure that our rights are protected and we can get the best possible wage and benefit.
And collective bargaining has been such a national issue, has become such a national issue. We were, of course, hearing about it in Wisconsin. That has happened in other states as well. So far, Governor Rick Snyder has said he doesn't want to go that direction. He wants to sit down and talk. Are you convinced that is going to happen and will happen?
Well, he has said that repeatedly, and I know that he has been supportive in terms of people voicing their opinions. Some of our concern, again, however, is some of the 40-odd bills that are in the legislature that would do things like freeze wages during negotiations. They would also do things like ban collective bargaining units from using a public building. And so some things like that that we feel that are unnecessary and actually mean-spirited. Of course, that's not necessarily coming from Governor Snyder, but, you know, we have to keep an eye on it.
And when you talk about that, the 40 bad bills, in your words, I'm getting the feeling, do you think that some things are trying to be snuck in, kind of under the radar, a few things here and there in layers that would add up?
Yeah, that is a concern. You know, with the emergency financial manager bill, and that's a bill that would give you know, the state the ability to come in and take over local school districts and cities, is a way that really goes against collective bargaining, because what could happen is they could throw out union contracts and they could disenfranchise voters by removing elected officials. And, you know, some other bills like that, too, that could come after our rights. You know, there's a bill today that was passed, Senate Bill 7. I should say it wasn't passed. It came out of a committee. It's going to go up for a vote on the Senate floor in the next 2 weeks or so. But this particular bill, Senate Bill 7, again, would mandate that all public employees pay at least 20% for their health insurance. What we would say, Cheryl, is, you know what, different groups, state employees, policemen, teachers, college professors, they all have unique circumstances, and we believe the place to handle those problems and difficulties of the budget is at the table, you know. So that's just an example of some of the things that we're keeping an eye on.
Well, and when you talk about the numbers, and I'm sure you're in the ballpark, you've been at several of these gatherings and kind of can judge, it would be hard to ignore these kinds of numbers and at least getting the message, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it seems like everyone, it's bigger. Again, you know, on March 16th, we had a very nice rally, a great rally, 5,000 people. But you know what, this rally was much bigger. And I think that people are starting to wake up. And you know what happens after these rallies is people go back to their homes and they watch the news coverage and they talk with their family and their friends and they get an opportunity to kind of see what's going on. And, you know, again, we're trying to point out that, you know, state employees and I'm sure teachers would agree that we've given and we've negotiated already. And you know what? It's important that we invest in public safety, public service, because if we don't, you know, we all suffer. And I think that's another message of the rally, too. No, I was just going to say, you know, state employees, for example, we have scientists, engineers, attorneys, Children's Protective Services workers, people that investigate crimes, and all these things are vital to everyday citizens' lives.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you need to have competent, highly trained people doing these functions.
Very good. Well, it sounds like it's still going on a bit. I thank you for bringing us right to the rally. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Cheryl. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening. Ray Holman, UAW 6000. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.